Hey, welcome to Jesus On. My name is Zach. This is Pastor John. We're pastors at the Mission Church. This is called the Jesus On podcast, where we look at issues related to our lives and really ask the question, what is Jesus? What does God's Word have to say about it? We are in a special series going over world religions. Today, we are going to talk about Jesus on Islam. So we've been approaching that. Yeah, it's
a big one.
It's big. One, it's one of the largest religions in the world. Mm-hmm. We've been approaching this by talking about different religions and starting with what is their authoritative text, and then talking about what do they believe about Jesus, and then what do they believe about salvation, heaven, hell. So we're talking about their authoritative text. Okay, talk to us about their authoritative text.
Yeah, Islam, which means submission to Allah. In fact, a Muslim means one who is submitted, right? Mm-hmm. So Muhammad, and he was like 570, 632 A.D., had this vision that Gabriel appeared to him and he began to do his teaching, and the Islamic calendar begins AD 622 when he left Mecca at that time, and he began to teach, and he did not have like Gabriel give him a copy of the Quran, mm-hmm. or dictate it to him, you know, kind of like the Mormons, right?
Yeah,
it wasn't at all like that. In fact, there's no original document of the Quran. As he taught, his followers would make notes as Muhammad spoke, and after his death, they began to collect these and come together. And so they put together this Quran, and it's organized from, not counting the introductory chapter, from the longest chapter to the shortest chapter.
Okay.
So it's not like following like the Bible does, some kind of narrative story or some kind of topical thing, right?
Okay, let me double click on a couple things that you shared there. So what I'm hearing you say is Muhammad, he goes and he hears some sort of teaching from Gabriel, but he's not writing that down as much as he's hearing it, maybe internalizing it. The different messages, revelations?
It was a vision. I'm not sure, you know, I haven't studied it in great detail about the specifics of what he claimed about that Gabriel vision, mm-hmm. to have included in it. But my point is, it's not like somewhere, and this is, I think this is important because we're going to see what they teach about the Bibles are important. There's not somewhere the original copy of the Quran.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
Yeah, that's interesting. I like how you compared it to Mormonism, and the background of Mormonism is receive the revelations, here's the golden tablets, here's the writing, if you will. And for Muhammad, he heard this, and then he taught it, and then his followers wrote it down, and that's the makeup of the Quran.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about the Quran, let's talk about the Bible, and where is there overlap? Is there not overlap?
Yeah.
Go.
Yeah, there really is. And this is the real challenge. The Muslims see the Christian Bible as being corrupted.
Mm.
And so what happened was Muhammad in his teaching affirmed the revelation of God in the first five books of Moses,
So Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy.
Very good, yeah. And so...
So Muhammad would say, yes, we believe those.
Yes.
As Muslims believe those.
Moses was a prophet. God gave books to Moses.
Okay.
David was a prophet. Mm-hmm. He gave the book of Psalms to David.
Okay, so they would affirm Psalms.
The Psalms. Mm-hmm. And also, Jesus was a prophet, and they give, I guess, Jesus credit for writing the Gospels, because the Gospels are also... inspired by God.
Matthew, right? Mark, Luke, and John.
Yeah, so they have a different term that they use for the story of the Gospels.
Mm-hmm.
But essentially that's what he says. He says, you know, Moses, David, Jesus, the Old Testament, first five books, the book of Psalms, the Gospel accounts, those mm-hmm. are all from God. Mm-hmm. And then what he said as he taught about things contradicts what's in the Christian Bible, in the Jewish Bible.
Muhammad.
Yeah, Muhammad, the things that he taught. For example, he taught, as we see when we talk about Jesus, Jesus did not die on the cross. He was not resurrected. That's a significant departure from what we find in the Gospels.
Yeah.
And different things that it just isn't the same.
Yeah.
And yet he said that he agreed with from God those things that the Bible taught.
Yes. And so he's agreeing with, I believe the Gospels, but then he's teaching things that are completely different and opposed to what the Gospels teaches. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, that's right. Things are, and again, it's helpful to remember that back then there weren't a bunch of printed Bibles. Certainly weren't a lot of Bibles in Arabic at the time. And so it's not like you could compare notes real well,
yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And whatever understanding he had of it. And so for his Muslim followers, they looked at that and they said, well, Muhammad can't be wrong. He can't be in error, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so the Christians and the Jews must have corrupted their scriptures. They corrupted the scripture. The scripture that he's referring to would be in perfect agreement with his teaching, but the Jews and the Christians have corrupted their scripture and they don't have their own scripture right.
Yeah.
And so that's what they teach. Now, you know, Zach, kind of what's ironic about it is, again, like I said, there's no original Quran.
Yeah.
In fact, when they began coalescing these different teachings to put together into a Quran, they had competing versions of it.
Hmm.
And so they kind of worked out a process of saying, okay, this is the official one, and we're going to destroy all the others. But even today, my understanding is, even today, there are like as many as 10 different official versions of Arabic Quran that most Muslims aren't aware of that. You know, they're taught that the one that they're using is the right one, but there are actually still some competing versions of the Quran in Arabic. And of course, Arabic is the language of God.
And this is interesting, from my understanding, is there's a big, you need to read the Quran in its original Arabic because that's the language of God. And if you're really going to understand it, that's you need to learn it that way.
Yeah.
So just interesting.
Yeah.
I found what's intriguing, this is more of an observation than anything, is how the similarities of Mormonism and Islam, at least in terms of we believe the Bible, or at least aspects of the Bible, as long as it aligns with what we believe. But at the end of the day, we have this quote-unquote final revelation.
Mm-hmm.
And so for Mormons, it's the Book of Mormon. And then for Islam, it is the Quran. So just just an interesting how they do hold the Bible to a, you know, an authoritative text as long as it aligns with their final authoritative text.
Yeah. Yeah, and that is their teaching. It's the Quran supersedes and overrules anything that was previously written. There were, you know, Moses and David and Jesus were great prophets, but Muhammad is the final voice and the greatest prophet.
Yeah. Well, I hope that's helpful. Here's kind of my takeaway from this is it's just helpful to understand how someone of a different faith would how they would approach the Bible, the Word of God. Mm-hmm. I was telling you this before we hit record here. I'm listening to this book. It's called A Wind in the House of Islam. And it's basically about this movement that's taking place in Islamic countries where there's these movements of Muslims coming to Christ in waves, like 1,000 or more of these people coming to groups of 1,000, and one of the stories they tell, and there's actually multiple versions of this story from different people who share it, is they get a Bible in Arabic, and so this one particular story, he was telling how this guy gave him a Bible in Arabic, and he said, "Oh, this is the language of God. I'm going to read it," and so he starts reading it, and it's talking about Jesus, and then he has a dream, multiple dreams, which is kind of a big thing in that you're seeing with people coming to faith from Islamic backgrounds is having dreams and dreams about Jesus. And so anyways, he has these dreams and he ends up going to the guy who gave him this Bible. He ends up coming to faith in Christ and realizing, no, it's Jesus. And just reminded me that the Word of God is living and active. Hmm. So, yeah. Great start to Jesus on Islam. Next week we talk about Jesus on Islam and looking more particular about their views of Jesus. They have a mm-hmm. high view of Jesus.
They do, yeah.
But a different one, and so mm-hmm. we'll talk about that. We hope this is helpful for you, and we look forward to seeing you seeing you next time. Join us next time. We'll see you later.